This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now on to help for struggling military veterans. Post-traumatic stress and substance abuse mean some veterans land in legal trouble. Authorities are trying to deal with this tough and expensive issue by convening special courts for veterans that aim to address problems but to reduce prison time. More than 200 of these special courts have opened in the last few years. As part of a Marketplace series on mental illness and the criminal justice system, Elisa Roth reports from one veterans court in Orange County, California.
When Eric Castro came back from Afghanistan 5 years ago, he had PTSD and an alcohol problem. Not that he was going to admit it.
I don't want to ask for help. I wanted to do what I knew how to do. And it was just violence, drinking. I mean, in the Marine Corps, we were just drinking a lot.
He got caught drunk driving. And then he got so drunk, he beat up a worker in a Subway restaurant, and he couldn't even remember what happened. He woke up the next morning in jail facing felony charges, including assault and battery. He was not excited about Veterans Court, but it seemed better than prison. And as it turns out, it was familiar.
It was just like being in the Marine Corps again. They're watching over you. They're just on you.
The program is modeled on drug courts, where the emphasis is on treatment and on recovery rather than on punishment. The veterans are connected to services, mostly through the VA, and they have to use them or risk going back to jail. It's intense. There's substance abuse treatment and group therapy and individual therapy, plus there are regular check-ins with the judge and the probation officer at court.
Because they make you get those demons out, and then they make you just work, 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 work.
But it's also very supportive.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon!
Joe Perez is the court's presiding judge.
What makes this unique is that all of us are getting together and trying to figure out what's the best way to keep this person from coming back.
At a recent hearing, Perez introduced the court mentors, who are all combat veterans.
Jerry Baker, Air Force.
Good. Wally Holdsworth, Air Force.
Good.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
These mentors help defendants figure out how to cope in the civilian world. Judge Perez says keeping people like Castro out of prison has all kinds of benefits, but
the bottom line, it's saving lives and money.
Yes, money. The court estimates the program has saved the county more than $2 million in jail and prison costs since it started around 7 years ago. But it's still small. There are fewer than 40 veterans enrolled in it today. About 100 others have either graduated or been asked to leave. Douglas Marlowe is an expert on these kinds of alternative courts. He says it's too early to say how well things are working.
But comparing it to what the success rates are in the justice system in general, we have good reason to be confident that we will have substantial impacts above and beyond what's happening currently.
In other words, veterans do so poorly in the regular criminal justice system, these programs are almost guaranteed to have better outcomes. In Orange County, California, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.